We are beginning today's shiur on Chol Hamoed Pesach in Siman Dalet, Sif Yud Dalet, which is the last word on page 18. In Sif Yud Dalet, the Mechaber says, Hishkim Kodem Amar HaShachar V'Natal Yodav. A person woke up in the middle of the night before it got light outside, before dawn. Yesh Lehistapik Im Tzorach Lito Yodav Pa'am Acheres K'Sheyeyor Hayom L'Havir Ruach Ro HaShorah Al Hayadayim. There is a suffix if he needs to wash his hands a second time when it gets light outside in order to remove the Ruach Ra that is hovering on the hands. So again, the Mechaber says that one who wakes up in the middle of the night and he already washed his hands, so there's a suffix if when morning comes he has to wash his hands again. This is connected to what we just discussed in the last year in Sif Yud Gimel, where we discussed if a person stayed up all night, there's a suffix if he has to wash his hands in the morning. And we discussed over there in the Mishabura that there is a suffix whether the Ruach Ra comes upon one's hands from the nighttime or from sleeping. And therefore, the two nafkaminas would be number one in Sif Yud Gimel if a person was up all night. So if it's a din in the night, he'd have to wash in the morning. If it's a din in sleeping, he would not have to wash. And then in Sif Yud Aleph, again, it would be the same nafkamina, because if he woke up in the middle of the night and washed his hands, and now he's even if he's staying up till the morning, but now he went through part of the night, so if the Ruach Ra comes back down at the end of the night, he would need to have another Netilas Adayim. But if it's a din in sleeping, he would not need it. And here the Mechaber says that therefore there is a suffik, and the Ramah paskins the Yitlein below Bracha. Since there is a suffik, he should wash without a Bracha. The Mishabura points out in Sifkotan Lamed Aleph, Kishayeyor Hayom, that which the Mechaber says that there's a suffix if he has to wash his hands again when it gets light. Ki yesh omrim de ba'amud ha-shachar chozer ha-ruach ra lishros pam shenis. Because there are those who say that as the morning comes, the ruach ra comes a second time. So even though the first time he washed, whether the ruach ra came from the sleep or from the nighttime, he already washed and got rid of the ruach ra. But since there are those who say that as morning comes, the ruach ra comes a second time, so therefore if the ruach ra is a din in the night, then he would have to wash his hands a second time. Lahavir, Sifkata, and Lamed Beis. So here the Mishabura points out that there is a little bit of a difference between the suffix that we had in Sif Yud Gimel and the suffix that we have over here in Yud Aled. Hacha lo noka lehispalo kemo shekasav Sif Yud Gimel. Here the Mechaber does not mention that there's a suffix if he needs to do Netilas Yadayim for davening, like he mentions in Sif Yud Gimel. If you look back at Sif Yud Gimel, there the Mechaber said, Yesh lehistapik im tzarach lito yodav shachris lehispalel ulahavir ruach ra miyodav. And we explain there in the Mishabura, there's two sveikas. There's a suffix if he needs to wash his hands for davening, and there's a suffix if he has to wash his hands to get rid of the ruach ra. But in Sif Yud Aleph, all we say is, Yesh lehistapik im tzarach lito yodav pamacheres kishayeh hayom lahavir ruach ra hasher al yadayim. It does not mention anything about tefillah. So why not? So says the Mishabura, Hachalo nokad lehispalo kumo shekosav Sif Yud Gimel, devadai mishum tefillah ein tzarech bozeh od hapam lito yadayim. Because here it is for sure that in terms of tefillah, he would not need to wash his hands again. And if we go through the two reasons that we had for why we wash our hands for tefillah, we'll understand why he doesn't need to wash his hands again. Because according to the Rush, we said, Yadayim askanios, his hands are always moving around, and therefore when he's sleeping a real sleep, we assume he touched different parts of his body that were dirty, and therefore he needs to netilas yadayim. But over here, where he washed his hands where he woke up, and he didn't sleep again, so we could assume that he did not touch dirty parts of his body, so he would not need another netilas yadayim for tefillah. And according to the Rashba, who says that you're a Bria Chadasha, as we'll see later, so he already washed his hands as a Bria Chadasha, and therefore he vada wouldn't need to wash again. And therefore, the whole suffix over here is whether one needs to wash again for Ruach Ra, but it's not a question like in Sif Yud Gimel, whether he has to wash again because of Tefillah. Continues the Mishabura, we're on the fourth line of the page, on page Yud, V'afilu im chozer v'yoshein pam sheinis kodem amir ha-shachar. And the Mishabura now says, even if he went back to sleep and he slept for a second time before morning, if he went back to sleep after he washed his hands, let's say at 3 o'clock in the morning, and now he wakes up again at 6, where in that case, for sure he has to wash his hands again because of the Ruach Ra, because he went through the night and he also slept again. So there, he for sure has to watch. But mikol makom ein yochel levarich al netilas yadayim, he still would not be able to make a bracha of al netilas yadayim. Va'afilu im hasheinu hoisa shnas keva, even if the sleep was a permanent sleep, he would not be able to make a bracha in the morning when he washes his hands. The anuchos hashin l'shitas harashba, because we have to be concerned for the shita of the Rashba. The svirle the tam hanatilu mishun debavoker nasa bria chadosha, because the Rashba holds the reason for the natilu in the morning is because we become a new creation. Upam achas nasa ha'odam bria chadosha v'lo shtei pa'amim, because a person becomes a bria chadosha only one time a day and not two times, and therefore if he washes hands the first time for being a bria chadosha when he woke up at 3 a.m. so he can't wash again with a bracha that as a bria chadosha now at 6 a.m. And as we already mentioned a few times, in this case, when he slept a second time, where he for sure will need to wash for the Ruach Ra, but we know already that because of Ruach Ra, one does not have to make a bracha. Just to summarize what we've seen so far over here, the Mechaber says if a person woke up at 3 in the morning, washed his hands, and then he went back to sleep, he woke up at 3 in the morning, washed his hands, and now he comes to 6 o'clock in the morning, it's Omer HaShachar, so it's a suffix if he has to wash his hands again, for the Ruach Ra that possibly comes back at the end of the night. And the Mishnah Berurah explained to us that the only suffix is midin the Ruach Ra, that because of tefillah, he for sure does not need to wash. And we said even if he slept again, he went back to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, and he slept till 6, and he washes his hands in the morning for sure for Ruach Ra, he also cannot make a bracha over there because he has to be choshesh for the shita of the Rashba that says Bria Chadosha, and he only become a Bria Chadosha one time. So he already used up his washing for Bria Chadosha, he would not be able to make a bracha on the second Netila. And we know for Ruach Ra, where he for sure requires a Netila, that does not require a Birchas Netila Sedayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel, the psak of the Ramah was, so he should wash for the Ruach Ra, but he should wash without a bracha, like we always do, by Ruach Ra'a. Hine nire dafilu im bapam harishon kishenoto yodov lo berach anatilas yadayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it appears to be that even if he washed the first time at 3 a.m. and he did not make a bracha yet of anatilas yadayim, mikol makom lo yivarech ato, still he should not make a bracha when he washes the second time at 6 a.m. De'eich yomar v'tzivonu al netilas yadayim. Because how could he make the bracha that Hashem commanded us al netilas yadayim? Halok far yotza yedei chovas hanetila l'tfila l'das harosh. He was already yotza his chi of netila by his first washing for the tfila, according to the shita of the rush. Because when he got up after his yadayim were askanios and he washed the first time, he was already yotza his chi of netila for the rush. And therefore, even if he didn't make the bracha the first time, he would not be allowed to make a bracha the second time, because this is not where he's being mekayim his mitzvah of netilas yadayim lefi the rush. In note 42, he points out that according to the Rashba, the Bir Halacha said earlier, Sherashai hu lesader es birchas al netilas yadayim im shar birchas hashachar afilu shelo besamach netilas yadayim. This wouldn't be a problem lefi the Rashba, because the Rashba, we said, already holds that one could set up his brachos during davening, even though he washed his hands a long time before. And therefore, in this case, it wouldn't be a problem to make the bracha later on the initial netila. But according to the Rush, where we don't see such a concept, he wouldn't be able to make the bracha. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah is saying that even if he washed the first time without a bracha, now when he's washing the second time, he still can't make a bracha, because we have to be choshesh for the shita of the Rush, kamavuar bebeis Yosef. Uchiyagavna kosev le'el b'shari tshuva, sifkotan hei, and similar idea was brought down in the Shari Tshuva earlier in sifkotan hei. Mikol makom, but the Mishnah Berurah ends off and says a chiddush over here. Mikol makom hanochon, the proper thing to do is sheyavi atzmo lidei chiyuv bracha, that a person should bring himself to a chiyuv bracha, which is how dahainu shiasa tzrach of kodem atfila. He should go to the bathroom gedolim before davening, or like we learned earlier, he could be matel meiraglayim and get his hands a little bit dirty before the tefillah. The yischayev levarach al netilas yadayim, the kanal b'sifkot nadal b'shem achayodam, and then he would be chayev in netilas yadayim. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, even in this case where he didn't make the bracha when he woke up at 3 o'clock, and he can't make a bracha now, but he could bring himself to a chiyev bracha if he makes sure to dirty his hands when he goes to the bathroom, and that would be require a bracha of netilas yadayim. And here there is an interesting Bir Halacha, which gets a little bit complicated, but we'll go through it. He asks as follows: when Divrei Maskil v'yitlein below bracha, ayin mishaburis if katan lamigimel b'mashak hasafti the hanochon sheyavi es atzma l'deichiv. So he says, look what I just wrote in the mishaburis and sefkatan lamigimel, that even though he's washing his hands now for the second time in the morning and he can't make a bracha, but he should bring himself to a chiyuv bracha. One should not be bothered by astira that lechora this is so sir what we just mentioned in Sifkat Lamebeis right before this. That the Magen Avram said what? We said even if you go back to sleep after you washed your hands at 3 a.m. you went back and slept a shnas keva till 6 a.m. you have to be choshesh for the Rashba. We said you can't make a bracha afterwards, even if you slept a shnas keva. So there's no difference, says the Bialocha, whether you slept a shnas keva or you were asa trachav and got your hands dirty. Either way, you have to be choshesh for the Rashba that you only become a bria chadasha one time, and therefore you wouldn't be able to make a bracha later on. And how does the Mishabura say in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel that the appropriate thing to do is to bring yourself to a Chiyah Bracha by making your hands dirty? If we're choshesh for the Rashba, and according to the Rashba, a person only becomes a Bria Chadasha one time, and even if he slept a Shnas Keva, he can't make a Bracha on the second washing, so why would getting his hands dirty through being Matal Ketanim or by being Matal Gedolim, so how would that allow him to make a Bracha the second time? We should be choshesh for the Rashba. Ukedemuchah Bel Yerabah Sifkatan Tes. And then he points out a different Nakuda. How does this work together with what we mentioned in the last year? If you remember in the last year, in Sifkatan Lamed, we said that when a person was up all night, we said, so in the morning, even though there's a suffix if he should make a bracha, not if he gets his hands dirty by going to the Beis HaKiseh, he could make a bracha. And now we're saying that there's a stira in the Mishabura right over here. So now the Bir Alocha clarifies everything. He says, that which we mentioned is Sifkatan Lamed, that a person should do this Eitzah of the poskim to get his hands dirty, to make a bracha. The Sham Halo Mari Shlo Notel Yodav Adayin Klal. That's talking about a person who stayed up all night and did not wash his hands at all, and this is going to be his first washing. So there, if he gets his hands dirty, it's his first washing, he can make a bracha both according to the Rosh and according to the Rashba. Masha'en Kem Bazeh, which is not the case over here. And therefore, even though we understand the case in Sifkatan Lamed from the last Sif, that if a person was up all night and did not wash his hands yet, he can wash his hands for the first time in the morning. If his hands are dirty from the Beis HaKiseh, he could make a bracha according to everyone. But over here, we're still left with a stira, because here we have a case where he in fact washed his hands earlier in the night, and now he's coming to wash his hands a second time. So first we said that we have to be choshesh for the Rashba that he can't make a bracha on the second netila, because he already washed his hands for Bria Chadasha. And then we said that according to the Rosh, then we said in Sifkat and Lamed Gimel that the poskim say he can just get his hands dirty and make a bracha. That seems to be a stira. Ulam be'emes nicha. However, says the Bir Alocha that really everything is good. That lo be'inyanenu airinon shelo berach bepam rishona. Here we're talking about in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel when we said a person can get his hands dirty and he can make the bracha even though he washed his hands previously. That's talking about where he didn't make a bracha the first time. Then we could say in that case that even according to the Rashba you can make the bracha now. So just to summarize what the Bir Alocha is saying, again, Sifkatan Lamed, where a person was up all night and did not wash his hands at all, and now he's washing it for the first time, and there's a suffix if he can make a bracha or not, because lefi the Rosh, his hands were not askanio, so he has no reason to make a bracha. So there, if he gets his hands dirty, so he's a Bria Chadasha, lo plug lefi the Rashba. Lefi the Rosh, his hands are dirty, he's washing for tefila, so there, according to everyone, he would be able to make a bracha. That's where he did not wash his hands previously. Over here in Sif Yudal, we're talking about where he did wash his hands previously. And yet we have a stira over here in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel where we say, do the eitzah of the Achronim and make your hands dirty and in fact make a bracha on the second Atila. And in Sifkatan Lamed Beis, we say that you can't make a bracha on the second Atila. So the Bir Alocha explains that in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel we're talking about that the first time he did not make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim, and therefore by getting his hands dirty, he can make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim on the second washing, and Lefi the Rashba, it will work as the bracha on the second washing would really be covering the first washing where he washed because of Bria Chadasha, and the Beis Yosef says in Simon Vav that is okay. However, in Sivkatan Lamed Beis, where we said a person should not make a bracha, that's a case where he already made the bracha when he woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so now there is no Eitz Lafi the Rashba to make a bracha the second time, because a person only becomes a Bria Chadasha one time a day, not a second time, and he already made a bracha the first time, therefore he can't make a bracha the second time. Okay, let's go weiter now in Siv Tesvav. In Siv Tesvav, the Mechaber says, Yoshein Bayom Yesh Lehistapik Yim Tzarech La'aros Mayim Aleyam Shalosh Ba'amim. A person who sleeps during the day, there is a suffix if he needs to wash his hands three times. And the Ramah says again, V'yitleim below bracha, you should wash them without a bracha, says the Mishabura in Sivkotan Yudalid. Yesh Lehistapik, again, our old suffix, Ilai Lagorim L'ruach Atumba Oshena Gorim. What causes the Ruach Ra on a person's hands? Is it the nighttime? And therefore, this person who slept during the day did not go through the night, and therefore he has no reason to wash. Oshena gorim, or maybe sleeping is what causes it, and this person did sleep during the day, and therefore he would have to wash his hands. V'dafka hayoshen shisen nishmi. This is dafka, a person who sleeps 60 breaths. We'll see more details about that. There's a machlokas, whether shisen nishmin, like we can see right now, actually, in the Bir Halacha. But let's hold on 1 minute. Let's just finish the Mishabura, exactly what shisen nishmin we'll see in a moment. So again, that which we say that a person should wash his hands may suffer during the day, that's dafka if he slept 60 breaths. Aval pachos mizeh ein ruach ra shorah v'afilu balayla. But less than 60 breaths, the ruach ra is not shorah, even at night, and therefore there would be no reason to wash his hands. Let's first read Sif Tazayin, and then we will read the Bir Halacha on Sif Tazayin. So in Sif Tazayin, the Mechaber says, David hayanizar shalolishon shita nishmin. David was careful never to sleep more than 60 breaths. Pirish, shishim nishimos. Why? Kedei shalol yitom tamisa, so he shouldn't taste the taste of death. The Ramah says, Uba gemara peraka yoshein mashma, didafka bayom hayanizar. The Gemara in Sukkah is mashma that it was dafka during the day that he was nizar. Even though the Mechaber is mashma that David was nizar always never to sleep, Shishin Nishmin. However, the Ramah says that from the Gemara's Mashma that it was Dafka, a Zihirus during the day, but not at night. It says the Mishabur in Sevkotan Lamed Hei, Shishin Nishmi, Ratzalomer means to say Ratzufim. He didn't sleep for 60 breaths straight. Elohoya Misnanim Kama Pa'omim, Pachos Mishitin Nishmi Archatos Halayla. Rather, he would doze on and off each time sleeping less than 60 breaths until chatzos of the night, umechatzos ve'eloch hayam eskaber kari, and from chatzos and onwards, he would strengthen himself like a lion and get up and he would learn Torah. So he said in the Ramah that there are those who say that it's dafka bayom he was nizer. However, in Mishabura Sevkotan Lamed Vav, they write, Hisigo lov ha'achron ha'achronim argue on this Ramah, de lo nimtza shom kein bagamora rak al ha'amoroim. The Gemara over there, in fact, does not say that David was only nizar during the day and not at night. It only says it about certain Amoroim that followed in David's ways that they were only nizar during the day. Aval David ba'atzmo gam balaylo haya nizar. But David himself was nizar not to sleep 60 breaths even at night. V'nafgemino kol zeh l'didon. So now the Mishabura is bothered. This is the Mechaber is writing halachos. Why is the Mechaber saying in Sifte Zayin David's sleep history? What does that have to do with us, with halacha l'maisa? So Zakta Mishurav Nafgamino Kozel Didon, the practical Nafgamino for all this for us, Shabal Nefesh Yachmir Al Koponim Bayom, that one who wants to be a Bal Nefesh should be Machmir at least during the day, not to sleep for that amount of time for 60 breaths. Ve'ein Shabbos b'chlal zeh, however, not to be afraid, Shabbos is not included in this stringency. Ve'ein l'kamon b'simen reish lamed aleph sif aleph dim e efshar lo lilmod b'lo shenas tzarayim mutar lishon ma'at. There we say that if a person is not able to learn without a little bit of a nap in the afternoon, he is allowed to sleep a little bit, aval lo yarech bo, but he shouldn't sleep for too long. Ayin sham. Ve'ein sham od shegam zeh lo tia kavanoso l'hanos atzmo, rak la'avodoso yisbarach. Also, in that case, his kavanah should not be for his own physical pleasure, it should be for his service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ayim b'malchus ha-shekel she-kosev di'inyin ha-sheinah bayom talui l'fi mashu odom u'klifi ha-tzorach la'avodoso yisbarach. The Malchus ha-shekel writes that in terms of sleeping during the day, that's all dependent on the nature of the person and the amount of sleep that he needs in his service of Hashem. Now, if you look at the notes, in note number 45, he writes, V'chein kasav Aruch HaShulchan, Aruch HaShulchan writes the same thing, She'matzanu gedoli olam, She'nogu lishon bayom shah ushtayim, Mipnei shehutzrichu lakach lafi chalishusam. That we do see various gedolim that did sleep during the day, an hour or two, because they needed it, because they were weak. And therefore, again, he's saying like the Mishabura, that it's really totally on each person. Obviously, there is an inyan not to sleep during the day, but if a person needs it for his avodas Hashem, a person certainly can sleep during the day, like we see many gedolim did sleep. Now I'd like to see the bir halacha on the bottom of page Yud. David, we said, was sleep shita nishmi. Rabu bo hadeos b'shir zeh. What exactly is this shita nishmi that we're coming out in the Mishaburah saying that one ideally should be makbid during the day not to sleep this amount of time? Yesh omrim dehu shaloshos. Some say that it's very lenient, it's 3 hours. We could handle that, not sleeping more than 3 hours during the day. And the raya they bring is from the Arizal that he would sleep on Shabbos for 2 or 3 hours. Some say that's not a raya because the Talmud Chacham is different on Shabbos. The mitzvah la'anek haShabbos, specifically the Talmud Chacham has a special mitzvah being la'anek the Shabbos in Shena, and therefore that wouldn't be a raya that Shisa Nishman is 3 hours, because maybe the Arizal, who is obviously the Talmud Chacham, is not following these general rules of Shisa Nishmi. But that's shita number one, that is 3 hours. V'od, and secondly, a reason why that's not a raya, Einu muchroch klal, d'shem lo hayaneir kama pa'amim basol shnasav, lo hayoshen shita nishmi v'hamachas. Maybe the Arizal did like David HaMelech, he slept for 2 or 3 hours, but maybe he woke up each time within the Shisa Nishmin, so you don't have a raya from the fact that he slept for 3 hours, that Shisa Nishmin is in fact 3 hours. But that's opinion number one. V'yesh omrim dehu yoser mechatzi shah. Some say that Shisa Nishmin is more than a half an hour, which is the mahalach that most poskim go with. V'yesh omrim, and some are very, very machmir, dehu shir me'at yoser mishlosha minut. Some say that it's a little more than 3 minutes. So we have three very extreme shitas. One says that a person can sleep during the day up to 3 hours. One says up to 30 minutes, and one says only up to 3 minutes. Alkein bal nefesh yachmir lefikocho, therefore bal nefesh should be machmir according to his koach. If you look at note 47, he brings down ulamaisa hora gonochan kenevsky shaminog lahokel bepochos mechatzi shah. The minog is to be lenient with less than a half an hour. V'chein kosov b'shalas and shuvas or letzion shekayim lon lahalocha, that we pass on lahalocha sheshiuru hu chatzi shah. We go with the middle shita that Shisa Nishmin is a chatzi shah, and therefore a bal nefesh should be cautious not to sleep for more than a half an hour during the day. Again, Shabbos might be different, Talmud Chacham might be different, certainly on Shabbos, and anyone who needs it, we already said earlier, could possibly be different if he's doing it l'shem shemayim. V'chein kosva ha-poskim ha-kadmonim ha-kitzah shulchan aruch v'aktos ha-shulchan she-shir zman shel shita nishmi hu chatzi shah. That's what all these poskim go with, that the shir of Shisa Nishmin is in fact a half an hour. Let's go back now to the Mechaber in Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Zayin, Yesh nohogim lirchotz pihem shachas mipnei haririm shebesol chapeh. There are those that are noheg, besides washing their hands in the morning, they also rinse out their mouth because of the ririm that are inside their mouth. Now, why are they concerned with their mouth being clean? Says the Mishavura in Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, mipnei haririm ki tzorech lahaskir as Hashem ha-godol b'kdusha uvetara. Since a person is going to daven, he wants to say Hashem's name, b'kdusha uvetara, and with a clean mouth. V'im hu istanis, but if a person is a little sensitive, he doesn't want to put the water in his mouth because he doesn't feel the water is so clean and sparkly, that will not prevent him from making his brachos and from mentioning Hashem's name. This is just a din that some people are noeg lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev. I want to just address one other point that we didn't mention before. In Sif Tes Vav, we said that one who sleeps during the day, there is a suffix if he should wash Negelvas or not, and we said he should wash out of bracha, and we said the suffix was if the night's goreim, in which case he would not need to wash his hands, or the sleep is goreim, in which case he would have to wash his hands. In note 43, they point out that how far do we take it, this suffix, the person sleeps during the day, and he is washing the suffix, so does he have to be makbid on all the things that were makbid on before we wash Negelvasar after having slept during the night? So in note 43, it points out, Olahakbid lo lechas arba amos. In terms of being machmir not to walk for amos anatilas adayim, v'lo liga b'nekavav, and not to touch the openings of the body, kodem shenoto yodav achar shena bayom. So would these hakpadas that we have after sleeping at night, would we have these same hakpadas after sleeping during the day? So the Eish L'Avraham writes, She'ein Tzarech. You don't have to be makbar on these ideas. Me'idach, on the other hand, Das Agonochan Kenyevsky, She'tov li'hizor me'liga b'nekavav. One should be careful about touching the openings. And like we mentioned the other time, that's an idea of sakana, and we take sakana very seriously, and therefore one should be makbar on that. Ve'chein l'gabe nigia b'ochlin, and also in terms of touching food, also could be a sakana, and therefore tov li'hizor. Aval l'gabe halichas arba amos, but in terms of just walking the arba amos, hevi b'shem ha'chazonish, yochol alechas kodem ha'natila, there Rechaim Kenyevsky brings from the Chazonish that one could walk without natila, because that's not an inyan in sakana, and we know chamira, sakanta, misura, and therefore these poskim are saying that one should be makbid not to touch the openings of the body or the food before washing the tilas yadayim, even after a sleep during the day, where it's even a safek, there's a ruach ra on the hands. But in terms of not walking arba amos, one does not have to be makbid to rush and wash the tilas yadayim before walking arba amos. We'll stop here, and Amir Tzashem will pick up next time in Sif Yudches.